Scripture reading this morning will be from Psalm 34, verse 18. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit.
Certainly like to welcome everyone here this morning. Everyone hear me okay? Not hear much. Good? Appreciate everyone's attendance this morning, especially the visitors that are present. We'd invite you back at each and every opportunity that you have. We'll meet again at 5 p.m. this evening. Certainly encourage everyone to come back at that time. I'd like to thank Jonah for the songs this morning. He did a great job capturing the bullet points that we're going to have in this lesson. Calms each fear. It's a lot of fear I have this morning. Hopefully it'll work for me. Broken heart, grace, cleansing, mercy, and blood. Certainly appreciate those four songs he sang this morning. They all hit right on the topic for this morning. So continuing with our West Side Favorite Hymn series, as most know, late last year, everyone was asked to submit their top 12 favorite hymns. We're now presenting lessons each month, starting with number 12, working our way back to number 1 in December. Appreciate everyone's work. Appreciate Joshua and Kyle's work on collecting and pulling the data. A lot of data came in. They crunched the numbers and came up with the top 50, which is noted back there on the table. The top 12 is being revealed, as we said, 1 month at a time. So we'll continue to that through that. So if you recall, Joshua in January presented the number 12 hymn, "For You Have Promised." Then Kyle in February went with number 11, "Exalted." Jeremy did "Blessed Assurance" last month in March. And now for the month of April, hymn number 9, "Just As I Am, I Come Broken." "Just As I Am" was written by Charlotte Elliott in 1834. Charlotte was born in 1789 in England, died 1871 at 82 years old. She wrote about 150 hymns. She is best known for two hymns, "Just As I Am" and "I Will Be Done." Miss Elliott became an invalid after a serious illness when she was in her early 30s. Her health was broken. She had convinced herself that her physical disabilities left her nothing to offer God. She wrote this song about how to find salvation through Christ. When she published the poem, she included John chapter 6, verse 37. "All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." William Batchelder Bradbury composed a hymn in 1849. Born in 1816 in York, Maine, died in 1868 at 56 years old. He also composed "He Leadeth Me" and wrote the music to "Jesus Loves Me." "Just as I am, ho everyone that thirsteth come, without mercy and without price." Isaiah 55:1. "Just as I am" has become one of the most best known invitation hymns. And most likely, as with me, you've sung it many, many times. Verse 1, "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." "Just as I am without one plea," Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, "for by grace you have been saved through faith." And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. But that thy blood was shed for me, Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. John 1:29, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Then in verse 2, just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not, the Lord, in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Come exactly as myself, just as we are. Just as I am is not implying that we come to God without needing to repent, or that somehow we are good enough to merit what he gives. As the hymn notes, we come to him to rid my soul of one dark blot. Psalm 51, verses 1b and 2. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, 1 John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. O Lamb of God, I come. John 1:36, and looking at Jesus, he walked and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. In the original verse 3, just as I am, though tossed about, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about, Ephesians 4:14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting. With many a conflict, many a doubt. 1 Thessalonians 2:2, but even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. Matthew 14:31, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Fightings and fears within without, Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The original verse 4, just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. When we come, God will welcome, pardon, and cleanse. This is God's promise. Scripture is clear on the need for repentance. Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, Nehemiah 9, verse 17b. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Because thy promise, I believe. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Just as I am, I come broken. They added the I come broken. It was added and released on November 1, 2011. The original verse 1 and 2 of Just As I Am remains unchanged. Verse 3 was replaced with a new verse 3. The original verse 4 was removed, and a chorus was added. The lyrics were written by Nicole Nordman and captures God's unconditional love and grace and speaks about the deep love of God that accepts us just the way we are, regardless of our past or current mistakes. Life is often challenging and difficult, but the song reminds us that God's love is constant and never changing. The music was composed by Travis Cottrell, David Moffat, and Sue Smith. The new verse 3, just as I am, I would be lost, but mercy and grace my freedom bought, and now to glory in thy cross, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, I would be lost, Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. But mercy and grace my freedom bought. I come, I come. Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. But mercy and grace my freedom bought. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And now to glory in your cross. Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. O Lamb of God, I come in Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And now the chorus. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms. Praise God, just as I am. Praise God, just as I am. Jesus invites us all to come, and he will forgive and heal. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. I come empty to be filled. Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I come guilty to be pardoned. Proverbs 21:8, the way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. By the blood of Christ the Lamb, 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus you were once far off, but have been brought near by the blood of Christ. I pause for a minute. It's kind of interesting that all these key words, blood and pardon, grace, mercy, they're found all over throughout the Bible. I took many verses out that have these. It's like the songs we sang this morning. Talked last week, two lessons last week, the blood of Christ. Two full lessons on it. There's just so much that this song from these keywords have to offer if you focus in on the keywords of the song. Romans 5, verse 8 through 9, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And I'm welcomed with open arms, Luke 15:20. If you recall the prodigal son. And he arose and came to his father, and when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Praise God. Just as I am. Hebrews 13:15, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Psalm 86:12, I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forevermore. Psalm 104, verse 33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. And in conclusion, Matthew 9:12, when Jesus heard that, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Luke 5:32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus wants us to come to him just as we are. If we think we're not good enough to come to the Lord, we are the very ones who need to come to the Lord now. Actually, we are not good enough. Give yourself to Christ and you will be changed into the newness of life. There may be many conflicts, doubts, and fears, yet we can rely on the promises of God and entrust our souls to him who loved us and died for our sins. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Acts 3:19, repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. John 6:35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. O Lamb of God, I come. Rereading John 6:37. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Jesus knows our heart and our thoughts, yet he still loves us and longs for us to have a relationship with him. Jesus shed his blood for you and me and calls us to come to him just as I am. Won't you come to Jesus today? Just as I am, I come broken. O Lamb of God, I come. Please come as together we stand and sing.
Just as I am. God, I
Like to thank Dave for his